This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On Friday, January 16th, at approximately 8:15 p.m., Iron County Emergency Dispatch received a report of a two snowmobile crash on Trail 17, approximately 1 mile north of County Highway G in the town of Oma. It was reported that one male was severely injured. Deputies immediately responded, along with the Hurley Snowmobile Rescue and Beacon Ambulance. When deputies arrived on scene, they found one male to be unresponsive and the parties on scene had begun life-saving efforts. Those efforts were continued by deputies, Hurley Snowmobile Rescue, and Beacon Ambulance personnel. Unfortunately, efforts were unsuccessful and the 52-year-old male was pronounced dead on scene by the Iron County coroner who was called to the scene. A Wisconsin DNR warden was also called to the scene, and through the course of the investigation, it was learned that the two parties were traveling together southbound. The 52-year-old male was traveling ahead and had apparently stopped in the trail when he was struck by the second male who was following behind. Upon further investigation, the second male, 20, was arrested for operating a snowmobile while under the influence of an intoxicant and homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. He was lodged in the Iron County Jail. The incident remains under investigation. Saturday, January 24th, that's this Saturday, at 10:30 a.m., there's a Winterfest story time over at the Phillips Public Library. You're invited out for winter-themed stories, hot chocolate, and a fun craft. This is open to all ages. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, January 24th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. Yesterday marked Martin Luther King Day. However, the day was even more special for the Oshkosh Area School District. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
None of us are free when a staff member at your elementary school says that you belong in chains.
The second annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration by the Oshkosh Area School District at Val Phillips Middle School was more than a celebration of the civil rights activist and history maker. The event marked a torch being passed from one generation to the next. The event featured music, essays written by Oshkosh students, and a keynote speech from a high school freshman that pulled no punches on the current state of race relations in the community. Boka Subulwa was the keynote speaker.
I was trying to create the tension to make space for the presence of justice. And the same way Dr. King created tension by speaking uncomfortable truths, I chose to speak things that might make people uncomfortable, but it's the truth. Like, they need to know so that the presence of justice can be there.
Minutes before he gave his speech, his father, Moshe Subulwa, the executive director of SEPO, and an advocate for inclusivity and immigrants in the community, was honored as one of the dozen torchbearers by the Oshkosh Civility Project. Moshe Subulwa says he is proud of his son.
Seeing me public speak, criticize whatever I need to criticize, but trying to change the system. So he's been following the footsteps, but to actually see him leading now, I guess I should retire.
Anthony Miller is the Director of Community Engagement and Equity in Oshkosh Schools. He was the force behind starting the MLK Day celebration.
This is a great way to start the year off, bringing community members together, regardless of what parts of the city people are from, to get students together to honor Dr. King's legacy, I think is invaluable to our community.
On a day meant to celebrate the legacy of Dr. King, the event featured the next generation looking forward.
We owe it to everyone who will come after us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
With most areas of Wisconsin facing single-digit or sub-zero temperatures beginning today, if you plan on driving, there are some important tips you should follow. Keep your tires properly inflated, as tire pressure can decrease by about 1 psi for every 10 degrees the outside temperature drops. Keep an emergency kit in your vehicle with extra food and warm clothing. Keep your fuel tank at least half full to prevent fuel lines from freezing and to provide extra fuel in case you get stranded. And if you slide off the road or get stranded, stay buckled up in your vehicle and call for help. Getting out of your vehicle can be dangerous, especially in freezing temperatures. You can find more tips on the Wisconsin DOT's Facebook page. Monday, February 2nd, from 3:45 to 5 p.m., there's a chess club over at the Phillips Public Library. You want to learn how to play chess, or maybe you're looking to sharpen your skills? Well, you're welcome to join the club. This happens the first Monday of every month. And once again, this meeting is taking place Monday, February 2nd from 3:45 to 5 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. It's officially tax time. While that marks stress for a lot of people, there is a change this year for retirees. Here's Shelly Pittman with more.
It's that time when tax statements arrive in the mailbox and paperwork starts to add up. And this year, there's a change for retirees. Some could owe less in state income taxes when they file this year. State Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwok.
Anybody over the age of 67, if they have retirement income, that could be from a 401k, that could be from an IRA, it could be if they retired from Schreiber or Rockwell Automation. For a single filer, it's up to $24,000, and for a dual couple, up to $48,000 of that retirement income now will be tax exempt.
There's another change that affects just about everyone. In the last state budget, lawmakers also lowered one of Wisconsin's income tax brackets. Senator Howard Markline, a Republican from Spring Green and a co-chair of the state's budget writing committee.
Also, the second tax bracket, we lowered that rate by almost 1%. So these are everybody that works basically is in that second tax bracket. Even if you make $200,000 a year, you go through that bracket anyways.
While income taxes are ticking down, property tax bills are growing. They're the highest they've been since 2018, according to an analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It's driven by an increase in student spending and voter referendums. While state spending on education has remained mostly flat, new estimates show Wisconsin could end the budget cycle with roughly $2.5 billion left over, driven by stronger-than-expected tax collections. Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee are warning against committing that savings to ongoing spending. The governor and Democratic lawmakers, though, say the surplus should be used to ease costs for Wisconsinites, including on property tax relief. For Civic Media News, I'm Shelly Pittman. Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
I'm Austin Burmain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah is going through right now, like it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cold weather advisory continues this morning for bitter cold wind chills lower than 20 below. Increasing clouds for today, a high of 5 to 10. Some light snow and flurries possible tonight. A low tonight near zero, mostly cloudy in mid-teens tomorrow.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.